Okay, my name's David Patterson. I'm a coastal ecologist. I've been working in marine science for over 20 years now. And what I'm doing at the moment is helping to coordinate an initiative which is bringing together marine science in Scotland. The Scottish Government identified that there were certain areas of academic research that would benefit from different organisations working together, and they provided money for that. And that was called, each of those was called a pooling initiative. And so I'm the executive director of MASTS, which stands for the Marine Alliance for Science and Technology for Scotland. And the Scottish Funding Council put money into that to bring marine capability in Scotland together. And that's mainly about research excellence. And the money that they provided, a lot of it went into bringing new staff and new capability into Scotland. But we do have a small amount of money to kind of provide the pump priming to bring new groups of workers together, to invite experts from outside Scotland to Scotland to help us gather capability in marine science. But mainly it's to do with getting the community together, promoting marine science, and identifying areas where we can work together to answer questions. And of course, none of this would work without the partners. And we have quite a lot of university partners, including Heriot Watt, where we are at the moment and is hosting this meeting, but also from all around Scotland, including the UHI, which has satellite colleges from Stornoway to Shetland. And then we have some of the more major universities, Aberdeen, Stirling, St Andrews, and importantly also Marine Science Scotland, which is funded by the government and is a government research laboratory, but very much part of the MASTS framework. And it's that spirit of cooperation that helps drive us forward. The way that we've brought together the diverse interests across Scotland is by trying to change the philosophy. The old philosophy among universities tended to be one of competition, where different groups of scientists would compete for research money. But nowadays, a lot of effort is being put into bringing teams together so that larger groups cooperate for often larger sums of money. But that means that you can draw in skills from different institutes to build the best possible team. And Scotland has a very varied background in the technology, but also the environment, the habitats, and the problems. And Scotland is a marine and coastal nation. So it's close to the academic community in Scotland that we should be studying marine science. Bringing those people together means that they share their capabilities, and that as part of that sharing, we can make Scotland a more powerful force to be reckoned with, and also help to produce the answers we need to face the challenges of things like global climate change, sea level rise, ocean acidification, but also the more direct problems of system management, things like fisheries, the use of coastal habitat, and the protection of some of those environments that we need to protect. But how we do that's important, because it's not simply about banning activity or saying no, you can't do this there. It's much more about cooperative discussion with the wide range of groups that want to use habitats, and looking at how they can be used in a sustainable manner that allows them to be productive and healthy into the future while still delivering what we need for society. Within Scotland, there's a community that are quite used to cooperation. It's a relatively small country, so that means that people in the different areas do tend to meet up. And so the move from sort of competition to cooperation, I think is easier in Scotland than it might be in some other places. And I think there is a recognition that this is a good path to follow. And so while there's always an element of herding cats, of getting different groups and organisations to work together, I think the cats all want to go in roughly the same direction. An example of how we are bringing people together is the fact that we're having this meeting. And the first one of these was held last year, and of course that was very much a learning experience. But what was fantastic about it was that a lot of people turned up, about 120 scientists from around Scotland, and contributed to the discussion and the expression of their science. This year we're over 200, and that encapsulates more people, more young people who are learning about science but also contributing greatly to our development of knowledge. But additionally, now we're beginning to draw in people who are in government, in non-governmental organisations like the British Trust for Ornithology, for example, and they're coming along because they want to be part of this. And I think this is exciting. And I think it's exciting because if we are sharing all of this knowledge, then it gives us a much better chance of controlling and handling the habitats it's our duty to protect around Scotland, and making Scotland a real benchmark for cooperation in marine science, which might be a model that will be adopted in other countries. And I'm extremely happy with the number of people, the involvement in people, and the enthusiasm. And just as you look around, you see people who are having to be dragged back from the posters. The sessions are well attended and the discussions have been vibrant. And I think if I was highlighting one thing, it's the quality of the young scientists who have been selected to present here and who have exceeded expectations.